When do you think that the majority of those sales come in?
In a 12-month year?
Yes.
October, November, December.
Yeah, sure enough. End of the year, you're like, oh, I got to get this going. I got to get these done. I got to hit my numbers. Welcome back, everybody, to the Slow Pitch Podcast. And there's Lane. How you doing over there, Lane?
I'm doing great, Rob. How are you today?
I'm doing well, doing well. Hey, I just realized that it's already almost halfway through the year.
What?
Holy moly. Yeah, almost halfway through the year. We are quickly approaching the end of the first half of the year, and I'm kind of curious. How are you doing with your sales?
Just knocking it out of the park, man. Knocking it out of the park.
You're a liar. Where are you at?
For halfway through the year, I'm nowhere where I should be.
See, and I wonder the same thing of how many other people are out there in the same boat. You know, and why is that that you're not where you should be, you think?
I've lost track of time, I guess.
Yeah, and that dawned on me. I think this would be a good reason for us to have a conversation. I think one of the things that I've realized is I float right on through weeks. I float right on through days. I float right on through a month. And next thing you know, I'm 6 months into the year and I'm like, what happened? Where am I and why am I not near my sales? So I thought today might be a good time to talk about the 12-week year. All right, let's talk about the 12-week year. All right, and there's a book out there. This episode is not going to be a book report on it. I didn't, just go read it so we could talk about it that way. I read a long time ago. It stuck with me. And here's the reason why it stuck with me. A couple of years ago, it was recommended that I read this book. When I got done with it, I was like, whoa, there's a whole other look at the year that I should be taking in sales. So while the 12-week year talks about goals, goal setting and getting things done and being productive with your time, I thought this episode, we should talk about how to apply this to sales because there's some obvious correlations and connections that we can make with a 12-week year.
It sounds like you're really about to flip the 1 year, 5 year plan upside down here.
Yeah, we don't need a 1 year plan. We need a 12-week plan. That's what we need. All right, so here we go.
You're listening to the Slow Pitch Podcast, a podcast about selling less and closing more.
So he talks about in his books, just from high level so everybody kind of understands, that there's 8 major things that go into high performance. And the 8 things are vision, planning, process control, measurement, time use, accountability, commitment, greatness in the moment. That's all well and good. That's all well. And you know what? You should, if you're going to want to learn more about it, you should read it and understand all those little pieces. But what I want to try to do in this episode is kind of break it down into something more related to sales than all of that stuff. Because those are all good points and those are all good elements that you need to put together to make that all work. However, in another episode, we talked about sales goals, and how to set them, and then how to kind of break them down into daily, weekly goals. And those are all great. But if people don't do that, if you don't go and set a goal like that and then break it down, you're not doing yourself any good because you're not really measuring to a measurement that you can get to where you want to go. But if you start thinking about my year is only 12 weeks long, you start to look at things a little more urgently because here's what I see. I say, I want to hit X number of dollars in the year. So if I said, I want $1 million in a year, when do you think that the majority of those sales come in?
In a 12-month year?
Yes.
October, November, December.
Yeah, sure enough. End of the year, you're like, oh, I got to get this going. I got to get these done. I got to hit my numbers. And instead, it would be so much easier if end of the first quarter, I'm like, I'm ahead. All right. Second quarter, I'm ahead. Third quarter, you know what? If I miss a sale, it's okay because I'm ahead there. Oh, now I'm even for the year. Oh, perfect. Okay. I'm not scrambling. Now the last quarter, I can work as hard as I do in any other fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Now I've blown my sales away. Here's what I would say. Salespeople, you people out there, myself included, lazy. You're lazy. You don't work any harder than you have to. And there's nothing wrong with that. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. But if you don't have a 12-week sales goal and you don't have 12-week years, you might wait a little too long before you get to your sales goals, right? So let's talk about how you would break it into 12 weeks. So going back to the 8 elements, very high level, the first thing I would recommend is something called a vision board. And a vision board is pretty easy. And if you've never done one of these before, it goes like this. Grab a bunch of different magazines that you have pictures of places that you want to go, or lifestyle things of travel or boats or helicopters or big dream things, right? That's your goal stuff that you want to do. So where is it you want to go in your life? Get together on a big, like a foam board thing, and cut out the photos or images, words in magazines, newspapers, any place you can find it. If you Google search in images, whatever, put it on the board, paste it on the board so that you have visually in front of you, these are the things that I want in life. These are where I want to go. For example, I said on my board that I wanted to visit Ireland. This was a couple of years ago. So I put it on my board, at just a picture of Temple Bar area. And it was interesting that I put that on the board. And then in the next year, we had this thing come up where it was like, here's an opportunity to go to Ireland. Let's do that. So I was able to go. But if I hadn't put it on my board, I probably wouldn't have thought of it again. So in the moment, while you're putting all this stuff together, think about what would be kind of cool to do in your lifetime. It doesn't need to be tomorrow, next year, in 10 years. It could be 20 years away. Fine, whatever you want to do. But whatever it is, cut them out, images that represent what you want. Put it on the board. And then put that board somewhere where you can see it anytime you want to see it, or where it's easily accessible so you can refer to it every once in a while and kind of keep your eye on the ball, right? That's what a vision board is for. Now, break that down into what is the number attached to that to get to where you want to go on one or two or three of those things, whatever number you want to try to get done in a certain amount of time. So if it's a year, 5 years, whatever it is, and now break it down to the month and to the day, to the week, whatever you need to do, break those down to a yearly goal or an annual goal. Now, with a 12-week year, you're going to break it down further into that quarterly number, and you can front load your quarters so you can be further ahead early and make it up as you go if you need to, or you can make it evenly split along all quarters. But either way you do it, you're working your way towards your goals and where you want to go. From that, you're going to break down some very, I call it, you know, basically actionable items, items that you can do just by looking at, this is my list of things to do today. These are the things that are going to get me to wherever I need to go. So in the case of I wanted to go to Ireland, this is what it's going to take. It's going to take this many thousands of dollars to get there for a week or 2 weeks or whatever I wanted to do. And then we break it down. How many calls do I need to make? So every call that I make, I'm now thinking about every call is another step closer to getting to Ireland, right? And so there's a little bit more of a purpose for my call, a little bit more of a reason for me to feel like there's a good reason to do it. Then maybe I'm breaking it down into how many meaningful conversations am I having? And do you have any idea what a meaningful conversation is, Willene? Does that make any sense to you?
I guess a meaningful conversation would be one that's getting you closer to that sale, and you're getting closer to that yes.
Yeah, it's one more conversation that you're getting some trust built. They feel comfortable continuing to talk. There's a reason to continue to talk. You know, it's not like you're talking to somebody and they're like having a great time talking about sushi, let's say, right? That's a reference to another episode. But, you know, you're sitting there talking about one thing and it has nothing to do with what you do. That's not a meaningful conversation. But if the conversation kind of goes, oh, you do that. Tell me more. What is that going to cost? How much does that work? Oh, now you've got some interest. So that's a worthwhile conversation. That goes and transitions to a meeting. Okay, well, is that a meeting with a purpose? Does that count as my next step? Yes, that's something else I should be measuring, right? So number of calls should be something I'm measuring. How many conversations that are really meaningful are good? And then another thing you should measure is the number of meetings that you have with a purpose. And then obviously the outcomes. Was it a yes? Was it a no? And I track, I think I've shared before, I track no's. I track it when people tell me no. Why do I track that, do you think?
Well, you want to know what your batting average is.
Yeah, exactly. You want to know how many people you've talked to, how many are going to, what percent's going to say no, what percent's going to say yes. From all of that, I know that every day I do these numbers, they're going to get me to where I need to be by the end of the month, more importantly, at the end of my year, which is only 12 weeks long. There's a motivation there, that there's a fire there that's underneath your belly all of a sudden when you start to have that problem. You're like, I'm getting to the end of my 12 weeks and I'm not there.
I feel panicked just thinking about 12 weeks.
Yes, you should. Well, you're only weeks away from the end of the half a year, so you should feel a little bit of panic. Yeah. So if I were you, I would think about certain questions that kind of come to my mind is to help me motivate. So I think about the vision board. Now let me ask you this question, Lane. So let's pretend you have a vision board. Let's pretend you have your goals broken down. And now I'm going to ask you this question. What's going to happen if you don't do these goals? What will happen?
I'm going to have to take something off my board. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Or you're just not going to get it, right? You're not going to get to where you need to go. And so either you have to take it off because you're never going to get there. You know it because there's a deadline to it, or you're just going to have to work harder. And that's not a good thing. But wouldn't you want to know that in the 12-week period than you would, oh, it's October and I only have, you know, 12 weeks left and maybe 10 weeks. Now, what am I going to do?
Yeah, I'd rather be panicking about this in late May rather than stressing over the holidays that I didn't hit my goals for the year. And I can't buy Christmas presents for my kids.
Yes, and that would be a bad thing. So you'd want to know this earlier rather than later. And there's nothing better, no better time than early in the year than towards the end of the year than knowing that, right? So if I were you out there listening, I would say, all right, create your goals, but I want you to answer the question, write it down underneath or some, put it next to your vision board. What's going to happen if you don't do your goals, your actionable items? What happens? And I don't mean just one of them. So if you miss one call, kind of no big deal. You miss all of them for a day, kind of a big deal, right? So now the next question is what will it cost you in income? Now let's put it in numbers. If you don't do your day full of calls, what does that cost you? So if you know that every call you make is one step closer to a deal and every deal you make is $5,000, how many calls does it take to get to the $5,000 and divide that out? So if it takes you 100 calls to get $5,000, how much is that? That's all you gotta do is figure that out. So you'll know that it's $50 for every time you miss that call, right? So every time you miss the call, $50 out of your pocket. Now, what if you decide you're supposed to make 10 calls every day, you decide to miss one? What if you just decide, listen, from now on, every time I miss a call, I have to take a marker. You could take a marble, you could take a box of pencils, you just put them in a pile and take a look at it every day. There's a pile of marbles. So you put a little jar in there. Every time you get to put a marble in there, it's $50. And at the end of the month, count up how many marbles are left. That's going to motivate you a little bit too, right? So start to think about really putting the numbers to the number of things that you're doing. Another piece, what is it going to do your health or your family? How's it going to, you brought up Christmas, same thing. Yeah. Now put that down, write the answer to that question. What's going to do your health or what's it going to do your family by not doing these actionable items? Now let's flip it. What happens if you do these things? Then what happens? Well, I get to go on my trip. I get to do this. I get to do that. Whatever that is, write those down. And what will you do when you achieve your goal? I think this is really an important one. Obviously, if you hit your goal number-wise, what are you going to do to reward yourself? And the obvious answer is, I'm going to go do what I had on my vision board. Yeah, that's obvious. But there are steps along the way. So if you hit your 12-week goal, your 12-week year goal, you should have a little reward for that because that's job well done. And you should celebrate that.
Yeah, maybe the boss will let you go out for beers.
Maybe. That would be nice, wouldn't it? So the next piece is why is this important? And why is any of this important? Like, why is this so important that you get this trip done? Or why is this so important that you do X, Y, Z, whatever's on your vision board? Attach all those things together, and that's going to make a huge difference in how you approach your 12-week year because you start to have purpose behind it. You have a goal, and you know what you need to do to get there. Actions make things happen that make you get results. And those that are stuck, when people are stuck where they're like, I don't know what to do, the first thing you should do is do something. You'll feel better. I don't care if it's the wrong thing. Do something that's related to get you to your goal. Instead of making phone calls, you decide, I'm going to go door to door for a little bit just to see if I can meet some people. Fine. It doesn't matter. Do something, because if you get some results, great. But by doing it, you're going to start to get feeling better. You're going to have a better approach to things. Your mind gets better than just sitting around worrying about everything. Okay. Plan your work, break it into the days, and then work your plan. That's really what it's all about, right?
Right.
This is the Slow Pitch Podcast.
I guess a trip to Walgreens or CVS is in the books. I got to go get my board and get my vision board up, and I've only got only a few weeks left in this quarter. So,
yeah, you know, and the other thing is it's one of those things. It doesn't matter where you are in the year. So if you're listening to this and it's fourth quarter right now, that's okay. Now's the time. Doesn't matter. Just get started.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get started. So if you're panicked out there and you feel like, holy crap, I'm almost to the end of the year, or I'm almost to the end of my 12-week year, that's okay. Start now, because there's no better time than starting right now. And until next time, we'll see you.
Bye, Rob.
Thank you for listening to The Slow Pitch. Do you have a question about sales? Call or text your question at 608-708-SLOW. That's 608-708-7569. Or you can email them to questions@theslowpitch.com. Slow down and close more.